The emergency isn't over yet in Hungary. An industrial spill on Monday dumped 184 million gallons of toxic red sludge over a wide area. The number of deaths blamed on the toxic flood has climbed to 7 people. The spill's effect on the Danube River, though, may be less severe than originally thought. The BBC's Nick Thorpe is in the town of Ica, about 5 miles from the site of Monday's spill. He says the amount of pollutants in the river appears to be falling.
Levels do seem now to be dropping in the Danube. They never got very high, but they were obviously causing great concern. Millions of people get drinking water from that river. It flows through 6 countries in all. But as those levels drop, there's still a big danger here in the immediate area. 15 square miles flooded by this red sludge 4 days ago. And as the warmer, drier weather that we've been experiencing begins, that's drying out this sludge, which is laced with heavy metals like arsenic, and there's a danger to health as that blows through the air.
Why are those levels dropping, Nick?
The levels of alkaline and heavy metals dropping in the River Danube thanks to 2 factors, really. One is the efforts of the authorities. They've been dumping clay and chemical fertilizers into those small tributaries, which are effectively already dead. They were wiped out. All life in them, all fish life in them, for example, was wiped out by this accident. So what they've been doing is dumping the clay. The effect of that is basically to bind the heavy metals and sink them to dikes in the bottom of those smaller rivers. The chemical fertilizers, and of course, like clay, these are poisons in their own right, but the effect of that is to reduce the alkaline, and they've been rather successful with that. The other big thing which has helped them is simply that the Danube is a very big, a very wide river, Europe's second biggest and longest waterway, and the sheer volume of water has been diluting the pollutants, even though they've now been entering that river.
I mean, this started with a leak from an alumina plant in Ica, where you are. That's alumina is a compound that precedes the final product of aluminum. But you mentioned arsenic and these other heavy metals. Arsenic specifically, what hazards does it pose?
It's pretty dangerous stuff. It can get into the human body like other heavy metals. It has a long-term cumulative effect. It's also mildly radioactive, we're told. The authorities have been saying everyone should wear face masks. But of course, if you're working in it all day, some of the people shoveling it, they're now beginning to bulldoze some of the worst damaged houses. And obviously, people working in that all day, plus local people, who many of whom still don't have any protective clothing. I think a lot of people there still wandering around quite shocked by what's happened and haven't gone to the trouble of trying to get protective clothing. So a lot of local concern about the health, both of people involved in the cleanup and of local people now.
Finally, Nick, I can't let you go without kind of your snapshot, if you will, of what all this looks like. I mean, anyone who's seen the pictures is struck by the color of the water. What's it like in person?
It's dark red, and it's absolutely shocking. I could borrow the words from someone from the environmental group Greenpeace, who just arrived yesterday to see it for himself. He said it was like, for him, landing on the red planet Mars. Everything is red. The red reaches up the walls of homes. It stretches out across the fields. You can smell it from a long way. It's acrid. It gets all over you as you walk. It's now blowing through the air. It's a landscape painted red. And you only really realize, you get used to it after a few hours in the zone. But then when you leave the zone and go back into civilization, I suppose, when you see green trees again, green fields, you just realize you've gone from a red world, as it were, back into a normal green world.
Wow. The BBC's Nick Thorpe in the town of Ica, about 5 miles from that red toxic spill in Hungary. Thanks so much, Nick.
Thank you.
Hungary's toxic sludge is just one of the topics in this week's Global Editorial Cartoon Slideshow. You can see that at theworld.org.